this week on Video Death Loop.
And I'm waiting for.
Plus, what is an intro to a podcast anyway? Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
That's me.
That is you. Are you? Is it you? Is it you? Do we know?
I mean, as far as how do I know that I'm me? That is an excellent question. How do you know that you're you?
Oh shit! You turned it. You unoed me.
I turned it fucking around. You activated my trap card. I mean, John, I am willing to go with you on this journey of sort of freebasing philosophy. I'm willing to go with you on that journey with absolutely no caveats. Like, mm-hmm. If that is what our pre-watching the video conversation is, as we try to determine how the origin and how we recognize self, with neither of us having any kind of substantial philosophical background, I'm ready. I'm actually, the more I talk about it, the more I'm excited.
Let me tell you my resume before we begin.
Okay.
This.
I read your philosophical resume.
Yes. I took a class 8 in the morning in college.
Yep, that sounds very familiar.
The philosophy 101.
Yep, I think I took the same class. Did you have Dr. McAvoy?
No, I had I can't remember his name. But I remember how he made me feel, like, because it was like I presume that, like, it's like a good guy. How was your professor? How was your professor before?
Dr. McAvoy was baller. She was great.
Okay. So I'm led to believe that philosophy departments have a good cop, bad cop situation.
Yeah.
And you got the good cop, and I had the bad cop, is what I feel like.
Yes.
Because it was just like, you wake up in the morning and, like, you're trudging into class and you're learning all about how meaningless life is, and, like, everything you do is predetermined and nothing matters. And then you just go back to bed because your dorm is two buildings away, fortunately, and you don't have class for another 4 hours. You don't feel like getting up out of bed to go to the student, like, the cafeteria.
It feels like you could easily write that off as a dream. Right, like, you wake up. It's okay. So, I have known John a long time. He's not a man early to bed, early to rise. That is not our host, John Hurst. Mm-hmm. He's a man, stays up late, sleeps in late. We're the same that way. We're both the same.
Yeah.
I do that too.
I make it on time if there is a thing I need to do, but I don't like it.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. But the idea that you wake up, stumble across campus to the arts building, or I guess it wasn't the arts, what was that building?
It was the history building. Like, it had the history classes.
Was it the history building?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you go into the history building, you walk, I think we might have had a different building that we had
maybe
in.
It was
were
before
you in an actual philosophy class, or was this just like a guy that was like, come in here, tell you how worthless life is?
I will say it was in a classroom. It was in the same classroom every time. He didn't try to be like, hey, we're doing a philosophy field trip behind the Walmart or anything like that.
You have to find the classroom. Such is the pain of life.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a representative. It's like finding Plato's cave, except it's in real life, and you got to loan him $20 because he needs something really bad. So,
So you had a bad, you had one bad philosophy class in college.
I also read part of Plato's cave while looking for other books in the college bookstore.
Okay, I don't know that's a book per se. I feel like allegory.
I thumbed through it. You know, I think I got the gist, you know.
Okay, sure. A book about the allegory of the cave by Plato. Okay, sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, very publicly on this podcast, if you want to go over my philosophy background. I started reading The Republic and then bombed out after a couple of books of just raw dogging The Republic.
Yeah,
which I feel somewhat proud about because I did get through a couple of books. I had a good philosophy class with Dr. McAvoy, who was a legitimate philosophy teacher, because our former roommate had the exact same class, John, right after me.
Oh, so you trade notes or something. You'd be like, hey,
did not trade notes with him in the hall. In fact, our former roommate, let's call him Daryl because that's his name, was a man, especially in college. I'm not aware of his breakfast situation at this point, but in college he had a reputation for eating hilarious breakfasts. And
yes,
what I mostly remember about that class is actually what I mostly remember about the class was leaving that class and Daryl would be waiting in the hall and I would ask him what he had eaten for breakfast, and he would say something disgusting and obtuse, and I believed him every single time.
It was absolutely, because it was true.
Because honestly, it was true. Because it was true. Because yes, having been his roommate after this fact, somehow I still wanted to live with the man after this.
Yeah.
I saw it happen in real life, and it was always like a bag of tuna
or for breakfast.
I mean, like a bag. It wasn't even a can of tuna. He would buy these bags of tuna and eat them with a fork, with nothing. Well, not even with like crackers. He wouldn't make tuna salad, which is the only way I'm going to eat tuna from a bag, is if it was tuna salad. But not this man. He would eat a bag of tuna, show up to his philosophy class. That's what he would do. And that's my strongest. Those are my two sort of philosophy touchstones, if you will, for me to say, okay, I'm ready to determine how I can be sure of who I am.
So really,
Go ahead. John.
I was going to say, really, you had two philosophy professors at that point, because you had your Professor McAvoy, and then you had Professor Daryl giving you the meaning of life through
bags
food.
Of fucking tuna that he would eat for breakfast, way more than I think is probably healthy, or so, especially for someone that wants to avoid mercury poisoning. To say, I'm going to go ahead and say that today I know who I am because you introduced me. As the host, you said that was who I was. And I will appeal to authority. I will make an appeal to authority here and say that an authority, at least on this podcast, declared my name was Aaron Littleton. So that's how I know, at least right now.
Yeah, but that is an authority, a source of truth at that point. But I could just change whims and I'd be like, and here's my co-host, John Hurst, and suddenly you're John Hurst. And now there's two John Hurst in there because I am John Hurst. I have declared myself that as a host, as the authority here to bring that out. And now we're both John Hurst. What do we do then?
So that is obviously one of the downfalls of trusting authority. Is that maybe sometimes the authority isn't real, or isn't saying right things. So I think this feels like we've actually established some philosophical framework.
Yeah, but how do you know that, though? How do you know that you're not John Hurst? You think you're Aaron Littleton, but you could be John Hurst.
It could be
a both host situation, host and co-host.
All right, I will appeal. Finally, nine years, we figured it out.
Yeah.
Every time that John Hurst was the host, actually John Hurst was the co-host. What an eye-opening idea that is. What an eye-opening idea that is, for sure. Okay, so let me imagine I'm in Plato's cave.
Okay.
There's a fire behind me. I can see the shadows on the wall. One of them is our former roommate, Daryl, eating a bag of tuna.
Delicious.
Fuck off. No, it's not. It's a bag of tuna. It's not in any way.
Is it one of the bags of tuna that you find in the tuna aisle that's like not refrigerated?
Yeah,
like,
it's one of those.
God.
It's
God.
It was one of those. That's weird, vacuum sealed. You know, like metal,
I don't trust
plastic.
Those.
I don't. You know.
Yeah.
How is it not going bad? How is it not going bad? If I eat a bunch of bad tuna and throw up, I will know that I'm Aaron Littleton because I'll throw up Aaron Littleton, like the shape. I'll go outside on some concrete and throw up my name. That's how I, that's really how I know. If you care enough, if you believe enough that your name is something to the point that you poison yourself with bad tuna and then throw up and write your name with throw up as it's coming out. I have a hard time disputing that person. That's what that person's name is.
Yeah, as you throw up on the wall of the cave and determine like the
puts the fire out.
Yeah, it puts the fire out. It just
Plato kicks your ass.
Plato's quite angry. You're not invited back.
He's like, I heard you didn't even finish my book.
get the hell out.
Yeah, what if I beat up Plato and say my name's Aaron, bitch? I call Plato a bitch.
Man, it's a bold statement, but you know what, Plato would probably be like, I see your point.
I see, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Sure. Aaron.
Your name is Aaron.
Aaron, I will declare you Aaron again for the sake of our viewers, our listeners,
I'm
and
so glad.
The show. So congratulations, Aaron. Co-host.
Thank you. I've done it. I've proven that I am. I solved philosophy, folks. Yeah. You just got to throw up in Plato's cave and then kick his ass. That's how you prove that you are.
Plato's bender is what it, yes. What it is. Just you got to really show that dominance on there. But Aaron, I have a video for you.
I'm ready to watch it. Having established myself, I'm ready to immediately begin torturing myself.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad you are prepared for this. I don't know how philosophical.
Yep.
Yes. how much philosophy is in this video?
Philosophical,
for you?
Is that the word you were looking for?
Yes. Philosophical. Yeah.
Just say you know, I just solved philosophy, so I think we're fine. I think you know. As you're here, so you can rename that whatever the fuck you want, man. Yeah,
I may. Yeah, no, I've. You know when you haven't used a word in a very long time, you read it and you try to say it out loud, and it doesn't sound right. It sounds like some sort of like a European accent, but you say it anyway because that's the only time you've heard that. That's how I felt with like saying the philosophical at that
you're
moment.
You're kind of trying to hide it, like in a vague foreign accent. You're like, oh, I no, yeah, that's how you say it in English. I was referencing the Bulgarian translation.
Yeah, that's how they say it on Blind Guardian albums or something. Okay, Aaron, I got a video. I'm going to make you watch it. It's a loop.
Okay, please do.
All right. It's going to happen in 3, 2, 1.
All right, let's watch a video.
Okay.
Okay, this is a video from Sony Computer Entertainment America.
It's from a video game?
UEP Systems.
Yeah, there's a voice that says UEP Systems on that.
Oh, WEP. That's how they're pronouncing it.
Yeah.
All right.
WEP.
WEP. I guess that's how you would pronounce a U is WEP. Yeah, Transworld Snowboarding.
Cool Borders. Cool Borders 2, in fact.
Oh, man. I'm waiting for... And we're getting
that's
a grainy, compressed video of a mountain flyover.
Yeah.
We see some anime dudes.
Anime dudes are ready to snowboard, but it's real people who are snowboarding here.
Yeah. Cool Borders. I got to say, I didn't play Cool Borders.
Well, this is
or
the experience.
Cool Borders 2.
Yeah, I played a lot of Cool Borders 2. That's the only one I actually ever played because I think I got it for cheap on my PlayStation at one point or another.
Oh, okay.
But... Like what do you say? Like it's cold out there. It's winter. The music, like the mini music, is driving you. Does it drive you to snowboard, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean this sounds like great snowboarding music. If it was 2001, this would make me want to snowboard pretty hard. pretty. Yeah. Oh, it's 1997. Mm-hmm. Boy, there's something about, like, this has every hallmark of that Y2K graphic design, like text that gets like squished really thin and tall. It's real good. It's real good. All right, we're still moving. We haven't really hit like a loop point yet.
Yeah.
Now we're loading method with the command is down plus L2.
Yeah, this is actually a video of someone has made like 20 minutes of like the loop of the intro going on. And it has like the demos on it. And eventually it just like they've made a pre-loop for us basically here.
But, oh, okay. I'm down. Yeah, I could respect it. I could respect that. I mean, yeah, so you got to have that. You got to have that. I turned on Cool Borders and went to go get a drink and got distracted. And I vaguely heard this in the background while I was, you know, doing something else. I was petting the dog. Mm-hmm. And then you come back and like somewhere along the lines, Cool Borders just started running some kind of demo for you to look, you know, to look at. A la it was an arcade game.
Yeah, and then your mom calls you and you're like you're asking how you're doing, and this guy like wanted to talk about the family things and make sure you know everything about your cousin Jeff and how your cousin Jeff is doing so good with his doctorate right now, like a doctorate in philosophy, by the way.
Philosophy, cousin Jeff.
Yeah, cousin Jeff. Cousin Jeff really, really, really sucked up for that philosophy degree.
Isn't that what all like PhDs stand for? Is like philosophy, dude. I feel like the word philosophy is what the PH in PH stands for. I don't know what the D stands for. Yeah, it's the next word in a phrase.
Yeah,
philosophy, dude.
It's like, you know, PH for philosophy, because you got to make sure, because that P could be for anything at that point, like PD, police department, physical detective. I don't know. But then we see the PH, we get a better idea. It's like, oh, you know, philosophy, of course.
I'm joking. I don't actually think it stands for philosophy, dude, but I do think it stands for philosophy something. Philosophy doctor, like philosophy. It might be Latin though, right? It might be philosophical deus, like the gods of philosophy. Would you like to hazard a guess as to what PhD stands for while we watch Cool Borders loop? Bing it over here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're binging that too, because like, yeah, Google AI overview would just say anything on that.
Listen,
too.
We've been saying Bing is the way for a while now, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, we've tried to de-genericize Googling something with this podcast. We've tried really hard. We've been trying to refrain from saying that and binging things instead. And now, with as shitty as Google has gotten, you're right, with this AI overview.
Yeah.
Bing is definitely the way of the future.
Yeah. I mean, like, Bing is also trying to do his weird AI copilot thing, too, but it's not as bad on it. But anyway, yeah, let's look like it. I bet it's like, philosophy of doctorate or something like that. Or
it definitely stands for Doctor of Philosophy. It definitely does. It definitely does. Doctor of Philosophy. But why is it not a DPH then? It's got to be Latin, right?
Yeah, it's got to be a Latin, like turning around words.
We could kind of Latin shit.
What if we just rename PhD? Like, you know, I think PhD has been used so much, everyone just uses the acronym. No one, like, we have to ask what it means the podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Let's just read what we need to give. We need to give them a new level. We are, or rename this level to like give it meaning again.
Okay. I'm going to stay behind Oxford, the University of Oxford here.
Okay.
Because everyone else gives PhDs. The University of Oxford, according to Wikipedia, uses the alternative abbreviation DPhil.
Like
capital D, capital P, H-I-L, DPhil.
like you remove a
like
film,
doctor of philosophy, yeah, or okay. to defill someone, right?
Yeah,
like this is my friend Phil. Where'd he go? Oh, I defilled him.
Yeah, like we had a Phil leak. We had a defill him.
We lost a lot of good fills that day. Just ejected out of the side of our human spaceship we called life.
Yeah.
Decompressurized. He got defilled.
Yeah, we broke the defibrillator and it was
defibrillator.
Yes. And it was a mess. We had to defill right there. Oxford told us to. That was a recommendation.
You could just sort of call it an empty, couldn't you? Instead of defill.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you though. Like it's pretty cool. It's a little bit different.
But also, let's imagine, okay, the University of Oxford, unless it's like Oxford, Georgia, mm-hmm. if it's the actual University of Oxford that does that, that's a pretty prestigious school.
Yeah, right? People know it.
Yeah, they know it. It's a big one. It's one of the big ones. And if you go and you get your D-Phil from Oxford, how often are you having to explain what that means? It's like, listen, we know that literally every other university in the world gives out PhDs, mm-hmm. but we're just the wacky ones that call them D-fills. Every job interview, every right. time someone sees your full title, D-fill,
oh, that,
you have that, to explain it.
That just gives you an opportunity to go like, yes, well, that's what they call PhDs over in Oxford, you know.
In
like,
Oxford.
I got two of them there. You see that they're both D-fills.
Oh, you went to Cambridge, of course.
Just a PhD. Quite.
Quite.
What if we just applied that, but, you know, just applied it for the modern age? Like, what if we instead of like using like PhD or D-Phil or something, what if we just put an emoji in there or something? It's like, you know,
a new sort of like a new credential, a new standard of academic excellence represented by an emoji.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the kind of thing that I would expect from a man that went to a fake philosophy class. But also, I mean, language has to evolve. Language has to evolve, does it not? Mm-hmm. Cool Borders 2 used to mean nothing. Now it means snowboarding on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Right? So an emoji after your name means nothing until we make it mean something. Okay, we figured out. We're down to the what is meaning. Okay, we dissolved. How do we know that we are who we are?
Yeah. Right?
We kick Plato's ass and we puke on his fire.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be in that order, but it can be.
Could be multiple times.
Now both. We're asking what is meaning, are we not? We're asking what could that mean? Why? What is mean? Why couldn't that mean that? Now we're at that sticky subject. We have to determine what meaning is. And their only guide is the Cool Borders 2 intro on loop. Mm.
There's a point in the Cool Borders 2 intro that I think really applies to this, where they're cutting through the level where they're looking at the forest through the trees. They're snowboarding through the forest with these. Again, it goes between real trees and virtual trees.
Okay.
And I mean, what is that other than like, what is a tree? What is a sense of being? Is being in reality versus fantasy? Does it really matter at that point? Especially when you're in that cave after the puking is done, after the ass kicking has been thoroughly thrashed.
With the next generation graphics of the PlayStation 2, mm-hmm. reality and virtual reality have become blurred even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have those moments in there where you are, where you have to like kind of reflect on that and like kind of see that, and like as you leave the cave, probably not feeling very well because you just puked, you're sweating from kicking ass.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Is Plato's cave at the top of like a black diamond snowboarding course?
Yeah. I like you go out there. You go. You and Plato. like it's Plato's cave, but like he invited you up there originally. You were just a bad house guest.
I was invited?
Yeah.
I puked all over his fire. Oh man.
Yeah, it was a bad time. But you know, like he was cordial enough up there, but you know, like the plan at the end of it, like you're going to leave the cave and eventually go snowboarding, do some sick ass snowboarding down this hill. This sick ass course.
Well, I mean,
of Plato's cave.
If Plato's cave is at the top of a snowboarding course, mm-hmm. do you take a ski lift to get to Plato's cave?
Is that what you do? Yeah, of course. Okay. I mean,
that's fine. I'm down with that. I think that's pretty radical, actually.
You get to dangle your snowboard legs or your ski legs, depending on it. We're doing snowboarding here, of course.
Yep. So
'90s.
Okay, so this has not necessarily got us closer to explaining what is meaning. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I feel like we're on a path to get there, right? A snowboarding path.
Yeah. Upwards and downwards.
Meaning has to, like, be meaningful in every direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, an ollie or a funky, goofy foot. Whatever kind of snowboarding tricks you're doing.
Fakie 360 to nose grab.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like, what is at the moment, like, you're going to the meeting, like, you're talking about the present moment. The present moment of Plato's cave is you up there partying the shit out of Plato's cave, getting ass kicking, probably getting kicked out and never invited back to Plato's cave, and you're going to regret that for the rest of your life. That's going to be a sin weighted upon you that, like, will probably propel you forward and probably push further into, like, what the meaning that you discover in the future. But in the meantime, you got to get to that point. You got to get out of that cave. You got to grab your snowboard. Cover it, like do whatever you. I've never snowboarded in my life. I've only played it in video games. I presume put it on your snow feet and then get down that course and then think about what you've done. And that's where the philosophy comes in. It comes trickling in as you're snowboarding down, doing the backside Misty 360 mute grab on this demo play here, and just doing these kick-ass moves. And that's where you really discover the sense of self and that meaning that propel you further. The sin's still there, but you are a new person.
I followed about a third of that, but you said it in a really convincing way. So whatever it was John said, that's the definition of meaning. Yeah. That's what meaning means.
Rewind it back 30 seconds from now. Just go back, figure that out, just snowboard a lot.
Give John his D-fill. His D-fill in philosophy. Do you get a PhD in philosophy since it already has philosophy in it? Do you get that? Is it a double thing? Is it like saying ATM machine? If you say if you say I have a PhD in philosophy, are you doubling up on that? Is that what that is? Because it kind of seems like it. It kind of seems like it. I feel like you should be doing that if you spend all that money and time getting a PhD in philosophy.
Is it a feedback loop? Maybe, like, because, like, if, like, you get a doctorate in a PhD in philosophy, and then when you look at that, what is a PhD? It's a doctorate in, like, you know, a PhD in philosophy. It's like a feedback loop. It keeps getting louder and louder and just keep going down. Recursive PhDs for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. I think it could be that. I think it could be. But also, you're just plain wrong, aren't you? But what is wrong and what is right? Mm-hmm. We have to determine. Okay, we know what self is. We know what meaning is. Now we have to determine what is right and what is wrong.
I think we're doing pretty good for two people that took maybe most of a class in philosophy in college.
For 28 minutes, we sure have tackled a whole heck of a lot of philosophical arguments that have caused doctors of philosophy, people with PhDs in philosophy, as they might say, a lot of consternation. I feel like we're really wrapping up this whole field in this. So we just have to determine what is right and wrong.
Yeah. That so easy.
I think
that's
we can.
So
I think we
easy.
Can wrap up the. If we could wrap up the podcast today, if all we could do is give us a succinct, infallible argument of what is right and wrong. That's the only thing we have to do. See, okay. That's it.
All right. All right. I'll tell you what. You take what's right. I'll take what's wrong.
Okay.
And then we'll
exactly.
go there.
Like, we will divide and conquer.
Yes.
I have to determine what's right. Very easy. It's the opposite of left.
Oh, shit.
Okay. It's right there. It's right there, isn't it? It's the opposite of left. Am I falling back on a homonym? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Because we haven't determined what is wrong yet, because we have no definition for being wrong, whenever I say it's going to be right because you can't say it's wrong.
Yeah, that's true. You've defined it. You've taken the narration role over from me to establish that fact in the world.
Yep. Okay. And here's the deal, John. Whenever you get to what you're going to say, because we have not determined what is wrong yet, the only thing a thing can be is right. So whatever you say, we can just determine it's right. And because until we determine it's right, there's no wrong.
Yeah. Seeing that we have grown this philosophy on the hills of virtual snowboarding on here.
Yes.
I think the definition of wrong is not shredding.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. That is right. I say that as the man who invented the definition of what is right. It's not shredding.
Yeah.
It's not shredding. Suck it, philosophy. Mm-hmm. Suck it. We're snowboarding. We're absolutely snowboarding.
Get to the hills.
I'm tapping out. I gotta hit the slopes.
Yep.
I gotta hit the slopes.
I'm with you. I'm ski freeing. I'm ski freeing with you up into. We figured it out. Everyone, you know what? You don't have to take that philosophy class anymore. If you're listening to us, you're done.
You're done. Real or fake?
Walk out right now.
Mm-hmm. Real or fake philosophy class. You've got it. You've got all the biggies. All the biggies in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You were probably like, when you got to this podcast, I was like, oh, he mispronounced philosophical. I about did it again. As philosophical.
The man's just hungry. He wants a falafel.
I mean, like, that sounds really good. Like a waffle that's philosophical. Mm. Fills your mind with meaning and your stomach.
Wait, the philosophical waffle or the philosophical falafel?
I was thinking the philosophical waffle, but
I don't know. The philosophical falafel also sounds pretty good.
Well, once for breakfast, once for lunch. You can fill up your mind and soul and your stomach all day, actually.
All day long. All day long.
Yeah. Just got to figure out dinner.
You go to Waffle House in the morning. You go to the falafel house in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And there, we have a falafel house around here. It's called the falafel house. So
yeah,
it's pretty good. You can do it.
And then you got to find a third thing, and that's up to you. We can't help.
Yeah, that rhymes with falafel, or that rhymes with philosophical. Philosophical
or both.
Falafel house. Yeah. Philosophical. Yeah. I don't know. You figure that out. We have to leave something, right? We have to leave something for the next generation of PhDs and philosophy doctors to get.
Yeah, the truth is the world's a mystery and everything about it and in between. And if we didn't try to decide what everything was right now, you would just do nothing.
Yeah, if it's a good thing this podcast is only like a half hour long. Because given any more time and we would have untangled every mystery of the universe. Absolutely every single one.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing stopping us. I mean, we would have, figured out planets, like life out there.
Yeah.
Beyond that.
Planets, yes. Life out there. Yes. Mm, maybe.
Yeah, water existence outside of our,
absolutely.
Our galaxy.
Water. Fuck yeah.
Gaseous giants, everything in between. We could have figured
it out.
I've seen them. Yeah. Seen them with our mind eyes.
Stop saying things. We've got definitive real answers for all of these. Yeah.
Sorry, that's the cliffhanger for you, the audience at home.
We are scraping academia off the board at this point with how quickly we're getting through all of these big tough subjects.
Oh yeah, five. That's make sure five paragraph essay. What was like Oh man, I was just looking at this earlier, like the different style, like the stylings of the grammar styles that you had to do for reports.
Well, there was
like the Harbrace
in the Hodges Harbrace handbook.
Yeah.
Was there one that was like, is it MLA?
MLA, yeah, that's the one I'm thinking.
But there's
about,
another one too, mm-hmm. like AARP.
That's for old people.
I think it's AAP. AP? APA?
Ape. Ape.
SATA? SATA? DVD?
That's a hard
VHS?
Drive.
VHS?
Those are video formats.
Okay. NVMe?
Storage. That's also hard. Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, also storage. I had to think of, I always that one always trips me up for some reason. I always forget about that one. But even though it's the most modern and fastest one out there, they're so tiny. You can
eat
one of them.
Very small.
Yeah. But you know what? That's, again, you know, put that on our desk. We'll review it in 6 months' time, and your PhD will be in the mail. That's as simple as that. So
for sure.
If you want your PhD from Video Death Loop College, it's not Oxnard, but we'll give you a DPhil on the side too if you get my drift on that. But questions at videodeathloop.com. You could email us anytime to send us suggestions. Tell a friend, tell the review site that you found us on. Tell them 5 stars or however many stars you can put up there, and tell, you know. Word of mouth is the main way. We don't have a Patreon. We don't have that fancy technology yet or anything. We just got you, Aaron, and myself in this crazy old world. And that's how we're going to get through this.
Yeah, but just a bag of tuna for each of us.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we're not sharing the... Okay, that makes sense. There's not a lot of tuna in those bags.
There's germs. It's just germs. Shit, we're gonna solve microbiology. We gotta get out of here.
All right. Well, okay. We'll save that for next time. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.